B-Pod Studios.
Loren.
Yes.
You got something going on with your eye.
I mean, I hate to laugh, but when you know what happened, it is kind of funny.
I know.
And it does happen to parents.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what's going on.
Well, my 2-year-old son gave me a black eye. He woke up, and if you saw me this weekend, I look like the biggest... I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah, the biggest diva ever, because I had my sunglasses on all weekend and left them on for every photo that I took.
So we were at the Shamrock Jam inside Queen Park Social on Saturday, and all of Lauren's pictures, she has her sunglasses on.
Indoors. Yeah. And I try to make her feel, I try to be like a good friend and wear my sunglasses inside too.
Yeah, Roy to make her really feel a little better. So if you saw me and you thought I was being a diva, that's why. I guess Friday, after we did the show from Mooresville at Duncan, I went home and put Cash down for a nap. And when he woke up, he was like all sweaty. So I was trying to change his shirt and he was sitting in front of me. And he, when he first wakes up, you got to give him his time.
Okay. Right? Same.
So I was just trying to get him out of the shirt as fast as possible, and he was upset with me and reared back and just threw his head into my eye. And the strange...
Did he yell ow?
I yelled all kinds of things. And my husband was on the phone. It was a work call, and I'm like yelling profanities in the background.
You're going to go viral. Hey, real quick, Loren, as you continue your story, we want to hear from other parents out there that have been Loren'd.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Which is, you got injured by your kid. How did your kids injure you? 704-570-9595.
Yeah, so he hit me like up on my brow bone. And the strange thing is that I'm black and blue there and it's swollen there and it hurts. But all the blood like pooled down by my eyelash line. Oof. So like my whole eye is black and blue.
Oof. So Amanda, a couple weeks ago, we have power wheels. Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
They're like the little...
The big trucks?
The electric... cars.
Yeah.
You know, so we have a Gator one that Dean and his friends drive around in. Well, Dean was driving and Amanda was looking at me. Dean was behind Amanda and like rode up her leg and like bruised Amanda. Ooh. Amanda got run over by a Power Wheels, basically.
This is, you know, at 34 years old, this is my first black eye ever.
It's 704-570-9595. How did your kids injure you? Producer Nicole is taking down the winner's information.
And it's got to be so awkward for like... your husband, too, because y'all went to, like, a nice dinner Friday.
We went to date night. He's like, and I'm trying to keep, like, my head down, obviously, because I don't want anyone, like...
to see the black
guy. Right.
The poor waitresses were like, oh, my God, Loren. Let's talk with Crystal and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, so you were injured by your child?
No, I actually injured my mom. I remember it like it was yesterday, though. I was at like a playground, and my dad was pushing me on a swing. And I was like 4 years old, and this little kid went to go walk in front of the swing, and my mom was like, oh, gosh, she's going to hit him. So my mom got in back of me and like grabbed the swing to stop it, and when she did, my head went back. And I broke her nose, but, like, I didn't break it, I guess, how people normally break their nose. I broke it, like, straight across, but then I also, like, blackened her eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And she didn't disown you after that, Crystal? Send you to she didn't disown you or send you to an orphanage?
You know, I'm surprised she didn't, because I remember going to the doctor with her, and they were like, oh, yeah, like, you are so messed up in the nose now. And I was just like, oh.
Thanks, Crystal.
Thanks.
Let's talk with Danielle in Mooresville. Hey, Danielle.
Hey there. I actually have a pretty similar story to Loren. My kid was sitting in my lap, headbutting me in the face, and actually broke my nose.
Oh, a lot of broken noses.
And it's a lot of the head.
Yeah.
Always the head. They always go for it.
I guess it's, honestly, it's the heaviest part of their body. So it's, you know, once they get it going.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, yeah,
Come to think of it, too, I forgot. Dean, when he was younger, he had my phone. I was laying on the floor, and he had my phone, and he dropped the phone, and it hit me in the head. I was so mad. I was so mad. And you get annoyed by that.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is Caitlin in Hickory. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey. I've got an 8-month-old daughter, and she's a little like Cash. When she wakes up in the morning, she needs a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a head butter and a pincher. So if she's upset, she'll just start kind of throwing her hands at you and pinch. I have bruises on my shoulders from where she'll just kind of grab,
yeah,
and throw her head.
Being a mom is such a thankless job.
It is. It's like you need shoulder pads and a helmet.
Yeah.
Who knew this? See, Lauren, you're not the only one.
I feel a little better.
Thanks, Caitlin. One more.
All right. Quickly, this is Greg in Mooresville. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Yes, how are you?
Hey, Greg, turn your radio off and just talk to us through the phone, okay, bud?
No problem.
We want to hear your story. Go ahead.
So I got in a little argument with my wife trying to stick out QuickBooks one time in my office. So she was visually upset. So she goes to leave my office, and my son sees her, and he comes in. So I swing my office chair around, and I see him. I'm like, hey, buddy, and I think he's going to come up and give me a hug. But instead, he just stomps me in the nuts and says, karma.
Oh, my gosh.
Stomped him in the nuts.
And said, karma.
How old was the kid, 20?
That's what I want to know. Because you know he had to be, like, old enough to understand the situation, too. But young enough where you thought he was going to come give you a hug.
No, we can't get to Jasmine in Charlotte. She's hilarious, though. She said her mom tore her ACL chasing her when she was younger.
Ooh.
That's tough. Lots of text messages coming in, too. Someone was shaving, and they heard the door open, and she thought it was her younger kid leaving, so she cut herself and had to run after him. Turned out it was just her husband coming home early, but she's like, I ran after him with a cut leg with bleeding everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
But driving down the road, and my kid threw a sippy cup, and it hit me in the back of the head and left a knot. Oh, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.